This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello everyone on AppleVis, this is Abby, and today I'm going to take you through an app that is similar to the other apps I've talked about. It's called Baby Adopter C. The way this is different from the other apps that X2 Line Games makes is that in this app, your baby is on a cruise ship. So you don't have some of the care actions that you have in other baby adopter apps. You don't have the car seat, you don't have walk to the park, you don't have grandma, because you're on a cruise ship. I think that they should implement grandma, because I think a baby's grandma could be on a cruise ship. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to show you how to restart the game. I haven't shown you that in other apps podcasts, but I'm going to do that today, and we're going to go through and see how this app works. So I'm going to launch the app by using Siri, and we'll get started. Open Baby Adopter C. Okay, as you heard, the baby cried. This is because I have not fed her in over 12 hours, but we are actually going to start from the beginning, so I can show you right from the beginning. So to restart your game, you're going to tap the bottom of the screen, or you can swipe to more.
More. Tab. 8 of 8.
Double tap.
More. Heading.
Go to account by swiping right.
Edit. Toy. Closet. For egg hunt. Account. Button. Account.
Double tap.
More. Back button.
Okay, the first thing you see is the back button that takes you back to the main more page, but you're going to keep swiping right. The account item has some settings you can change.
Account. Current baby name, Maria.
Okay, it's Maria, not Maria. Tessa can't pronounce things.
Maria. Image. New baby name. New baby name. Text field.
And this, so there's...
Type a new name, then tap save button to save it. Double tap to edit.
Okay, so that's a text field where you can change the baby's name. Okay, right now her name is Maria, not Maria. And you can change the name there. If you continue to swipe to the right...
Save button.
There's the save button. If you were to type in a new name, you would swipe right once when you were done typing and say, and double tap that save button to save the name, the new name.
Sounds.
Okay.
Enable or disable sounds. Switch button on.
That sounds button.
Toggle to enable or disable sounds.
Allows you to
toggle setting.
Yep, you double tap to toggle the settings. You can enable or disable the sounds. So if you want sounds off, which I like them on because I think the babies make some cute sounds. So I like to have the settings on. If I swipe right some more.
Music. Enable or disable music. Switch button. Off.
Okay.
Toggle to enable or disable music. Double tap to toggle setting.
Music is off. No wonder I haven't been hearing music in this app. Sometimes it has never played music for me, and I thought my music was on. But anyway, we're going to keep going.
Restart button.
That is the restart button. That will let you restart your progress. So if you double tap this button.
Re-alert. Baby adopter C. The system will reset your game progress. Your game data will be deleted. Are you sure?
Okay, so it's asking, are you sure? Because you're going to lose progress. So if you say...
Cancel. Button.
If you cancel, then it won't do anything. So we're going to swipe right again to...
Okay. Button.
Okay. And when we double tap okay...
Alert. Baby adopter C. Command processed.
Command processed.
Okay. Button. Okay. Main. Lease.
Okay, so now we are in the main page where we can choose a new baby. And it didn't start us at the top of the page, so I'm gonna...
Main. Heading. No baby adopted yet. Please choose one of the four babies. Scroll down to view more.
Okay, so this game has four babies we can choose from. I wondered. I thought it added another one since I played it last. But here we go. We're gonna swipe right through the choices of babies.
Jack.
Jack. I've had Jack before.
Liz.
That's Liz. That's my mom's name.
Eric.
Eric,
Maria,
and Maria. We are going to go with Jack again.
Eric, please, Jack.
So we're going to double tap on Jack.
Jack, share button.
Okay, there's a share button. You can share a picture of him on Facebook, Twitter, message, AirDrop is an option available too if you've got AirDrop on your iPad. Some of the older models don't have AirDrop. Okay, so this has the same foods, food selections as Baby Adopter Holidays, Milky Baby, Baby Adopter. This has the same food selections. Every feeding is once an hour and you get 25 points for each feeding. You can feed the baby without getting points if you want to. Once you've fed the baby and you find the last food image, you can double tap it with voiceover on, or you can turn voiceover off and just keep single tapping the image to feed the baby over and over again without making the baby sick. You can't overfeed in these games. So we're going to swipe through until we find the milk.
Pumpkin puree, pineapple, cherry, orange ice cream, pump health, oat, healthy milk.
Here we go.
Yummy factor, 0 plus 25 points.
Each feeding is 25. The yummy factors don't influence points, so you don't have to worry about that. We're just going to double tap.
Selected, healthy milk, yummy factor, 0 plus 25 points.
And you can hear him sucking his bottle.
Share button.
Although voiceover does like to talk over it. Now, you're going to see when I go to care, which is at the bottom of the screen, a little way over.
Care. Tab. 2 of 8.
And we double tap.
Care. Heading.
Some of the care actions here are different. We don't have grandma, we don't have walk to the park, and we don't have car seat. All the other ones are the same. So Jack is probably a little dirty, so we're going to change his diaper.
No care, red cap, book, bub cap, flip gives, take, change diapers plus 5 points.
Once you swipe left and right to find the action you want, you double tap.
Pacifier plus 5 points.
And it takes it. And at the beginning it says no care actions taken yet before you take any care actions. That just lets you know that you haven't cared for the baby yet. So when I go to the rooms, you're going to see that the rooms are different than in Baby Adopter Holidays and Milky Baby and Baby Adopter. This is because, like I said, we're on a cruise ship. So if I tap the bottom of the screen where the 8 tabs are,
selected, care, tab, 2 of 8.
The first 2 tabs are main and care. So main is where we fed Jack and care is where we pick our care actions.
Baby room. Tab, 3 of 8.
If I swipe right once, we get the baby room. That's the same, and that has pretty much the same items. But if I swipe right once more,
beach, tab, 4 of 8.
The other babies don't have beaches. Like I said, this is a cruise ship, so you have some different rooms. So you have a beach, and let me just show you, there is a sound effect. When you double tap on the beach, voiceover likes to talk, but...
Beach. Heading.
I can hear kind of the ocean and some birds when you double tap to go into the beach.
Now, pistol packing, Mama answered your question.
Okay, I turned off Do Not Disturb, so I don't
beach.
Know why that happened.
No purchased items yet.
Okay, so it says beach, no purchased items yet. If I swipe right once...
Light brown pink egg with dark brown dots in it.
Aha! I have an egg and it says no cracks yet. So what this is you have to have voiceover imaging turned on and you have to crack the eggs in order to own and collect trophy creatures. So I found an egg in the beach. To crack the egg, you're going to double tap. But before I do that, I just want to say that if you find an egg in a location and you don't double tap it, it can move. But if you find it and you do double tap it, once it's cracked once, it will stay put until it is hatched. So this egg is a light brown pink egg with dark brown dots, whatever that means. So this is why you have to have imaging turned on and VoiceOver. You have to be able to make sure that VoiceOver can see the eggs. So this is the first egg, so we're going to double tap to crack it.
Light brown pink egg with dark brown dots. Image.
And I bet it was hard to hear because VoiceOver likes to talk, but it does actually make an egg cracking sound. And when your egg is fully hatched, which takes 4 cracks, which it says it takes 3 in the egg hunt section, but it actually takes 4. I speak from experience. So once your egg is, when you crack the egg the last time to hatch it, it will make a sound that is the same sound you hear when the care timer goes off to let you know that you can care for your baby. And that kind of sounds like doo-doo-doo. So that's kind of a little sound that lets you know, hey, your egg is hatched, and then your egg will be gone and you will have a character. You can see the characters in the egg hunt page. You can see the eggs that you haven't cracked yet and the characters for the eggs that you have hatched. So if you want to get to egg hunt, you're going to go to more.
Play center. More. Tap account. More. Back button.
Okay, we're still in the account screen, so we have to hit the back button.
More. Heading.
And there are some rooms in here, so we're going to swipe through them.
Toys, closet, egg hunt.
Button. Okay, there's egg hunt.
Egg hunt, egg hunt. More. Back button.
Okay, so we activated egg hunt. Now what this does is it shows you what eggs you have cracked. If you've cracked and hatched the egg, it will show you the character. If you haven't hatched the egg yet, it just shows you the eggs that you still need to find. And once you've completed the collection, it won't show you any more eggs. But at the end of this tab, so if I swipe through this...
Egg hunt. Score. 100. Light brown pink egg with dark brown dots. Mr. Casper. Minimum karma. 0.
So it shows you that the first egg is Mr. Casper, and you need a minimum karma of 0 to find and unlock him. So I'm guessing that that is the egg that I just found in the beach, because it says he's a light brown pink egg with dark brown dots. So I'm guessing that that's Mr. Casper that I just found. But I could be wrong. So that's basically what it does, is it shows you the list of eggs.
Light green egg with dark green dots. Mr. Zachary. Minimum karma. 0. Light brown pink egg with dark brown dots. Lucretia. Minimum karma. 0.
See, a lot of these look the same. There's multiple light brown pink eggs with dark brown dots. Most of these you need very low karma, and basically what your karma is your score, but it's not always the same as your points. Once you lose points and use them up buying things, your karma's going to keep going up, even if your points don't. So most of these eggs you need a low karma to get. So I'm not going to worry too much about it, and I'm not going to swipe through the whole list, but there's other eggs, egg with flowers, pink egg with 2 white and 1 brown rings, other eggs like that. But at the end of this tab, there is, if I find
the main tab, 1 of 8.
And swipe back to the left once, you should hear the instructions for the egg hunt.
Your goal is to hunt, find, collect, and complete the collection of mini trophy creatures. You need to look for eggs, hunt, crack and hatch, and finally own characters which are inside the eggs. The eggs can be found randomly in different game locations. Need to wait after each crack in order to proceed with the following crack. The egg will be hatched after 3 cracks. The egg which was cracked once can be found in the same location.
Okay, so basically that says if you crack the egg once, it's going to stay in the same location. You have to wait after each crack. Like I said, it takes 4 cracks to hatch them, not 3. What happens is after the first crack, you need to wait 3.5 hours, or as the voiceover says it, 210 minutes, I think it is. After the second crack, and then you can crack it a second time. After the second crack, you need to wait 420 minutes, which is 7 hours, and then you can crack it a third time. And then after your third crack, you need to wait 10 hours, or 630 minutes, and then you can crack it a final time and it'll be hatched. Okay, So that is it for this podcast. Thank you for listening. If you wish to contact me about this app, podcast, or any other podcasts that I've done, you may email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. If you want to contact the developers, you can go to x2line.com. That's x, the number 2, line.com. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.